Hello and welcome to another Loose Cannons with Midlands 103, and it's me, Mary Sherwin, joined by
me, Helen Steins. How are you all?
So we are going to have a quick chat today about teenagers, or it's not even teenagers, it's young adults who have not left the nest. Young adults who are still living at home. And Helen, I think you might have one of those, do you?
Well, I've actually got two of them because, thank you, Mary, for calling me a young adult or a teenager. But I am one of those children that are still living at home that have never left the nest. And worse again,
You're breeding one as well, are you?
I have my 22-year-old son who also lives at home with me. So there's my 22-year-old son, myself and my parents. And we're all living at home in my family home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we happy? There's not really very many rows. You know, we're quite content. I mean, during COVID, when we were all stuck there together, like, we were fine. We were actually very, very happy. There's never a lot of issues. Like, my dad is very able-bodied. My mom has MS. She's in a wheelchair. So we have a lot of carers coming in and out of the house. You know, so it's probably a busy house in general, you know,
okay.
With carers come in the morning, carers come in the afternoon, carers come in at night time. So it's busy, you know.
And are you in the country or are you in the town?
In a little village called Johnstown Bridge. So I suppose it's the main road from Enfield, Teed and Derry. It was quite a small village. So either side of us, we have the Hamlet Court is a hotel in the village, and Johnstown Estate, I don't know, people probably have heard of that. That's about half a kilometre from my house. So it's kind of like a villagey feel in a busy spot, I'd suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you kind of, is this a decision that you consciously made, or is it just it happened?
I guess I was the youngest in the family and I just ended up being there, you know, and my mother probably did need a bit of care then, not a lot of care, but I suppose I probably was the one who did the shopping and did the cooking and...
was it just kind of taken for granted that as the youngest then in the family you were going to take over that role?
I don't know if it was ever really a decision that was made. I was working in Leixlip and I was, you know, driving to work every day, working long hours. And it just never really was an issue that, you know, that I left. I had my son when I was 22. So I was quite young having him. And I suppose, in fairness, my parents kind of, they took over the role as parenting him as well.
Okay.
You know, like, I would say if you ask Nathan, like, my dad and, like, his dad as well. So Nathan's very lucky. He's had two dads. But my father was very much a father to my son more than a grandfather.
Okay.
You know, so it never really became an issue that we were very unhappy that I felt I had to go.
Yeah. But I'd imagine that now as an adult yourself, that if things weren't working out, that you would move.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But then again, rental and buying houses, you know, it's not that easy anymore. You know, and I see people, like, even with young families, like, a lot of people that I work with, they've moved away from home and they're up, you know, living in between Kildare and Meath, and they're looking for places to rent, and there is nowhere to rent. Absolutely nowhere. And, you know, like, there's another guy, he's Ukrainian, and he's here with his parents, his partner, and they have a small child, and he's living in a house with his parents, and he's anxious to move in to a house with his partner and his baby. And he's been, like, actively looking for somewhere to rent for the last 4 months.
Wow.
Can't get anywhere. And I was kind of thinking, oh, Jeannie, it must be somewhere. And then because of his name and it looks very different, people are less inclined to accept his messages and accept his friends' requests. And a lot of thing is done through Facebook and social media.
Okay.
So I decided then that I'd help him out and I'd ring people for him. And I contacted the guy in Enfield that looks after all the rental houses. And he said there's absolutely nowhere.
Okay.
There is nowhere to rent. And then
and rents are so high
and
as
it's
well.
So expensive. And then a couple of them, I phoned for them and They just, the advertisements are up, but the people are not taking the calls, they're not returning the calls, because I guess they're it's there and it's gone and that's it. Like, yeah, there's probably so many people.
Yeah, inundated, I'd imagine. I know somebody who is in Maynooth trying to buy a house, and her house has just been sold. It's sale agreed, but doesn't have, or, you know, the funds in place kind of from them yet to cover everything. And in Maynooth, where she lives, they were not even showing people houses unless they had their mortgage in place.
Wow.
I didn't realise that things had changed so much.
Got
because
so bad.
Yeah, it's been so long since I was actually on the housing or rental market. Thank God, touch wood.
Yeah.
But, you know, you kind of think, God, is this the way it's gone?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I've always felt very lucky to be at home and to have my home and my parents, and that I never was in a position that I did have to go, because people, when I was younger, when Nathan was a baby, they were looking for places to rent, and even back then 20 years ago was difficult to get somewhere to rent.
Yeah.
You know, and then if you've got a pet, then you're screwed altogether. Like, you can't rent somewhere and bring a dog or a cat, or, you know, that's just a non-runner as well. Like, so.
Yeah. So then the fact that you had pets and you had a child.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a double whammy as well.
Yeah. It's a bit like the being short and wearing glasses. You know, it was a non-runner. You can't bring a small child, your partner, and two dogs. Nah, it's not happening. Yeah.
And do you think that there's still an awful lot of accommodations that don't want animals?
Yeah, I think there's a fierce amount, and I think that's something that probably should be looked at as well, because everybody has a pet.
Well, no, again, everybody does not have a pet. Just like everybody does not have a tattoo, everybody does not have a pet.
And a large portion of people have pets, you know, and especially the people that I work with, because we work with animals, they would have dogs. And, you know, I don't see the issue, like, you know, and maybe it's just me, but there's definitely more people. I would prefer to have a dog in my house than some people that I know, because I definitely know, one, they'll be tidier, and two, they'll be cleaner. So I think to say that, you know, you can't have a dog because they're dirty, and you can't have a cat because they're dirty, like, that's just wrong.
Well, you can train them. You can train people all the time. You can train animals a little bit quicker and faster, would be what I would be thinking. So yeah, go on.
It says, so it's kind of mad though, because the thing that was done on the Independent, it said that it has doubled in the last decade of people not leaving home.
So the amount of people has doubled.
Yeah, in the last decade.
In the last decade, who have not left home.
Yeah, and they're saying that young men are less likely to leave than young women, which I kind of find that's a little bit strange as well.
And why? Because the Irish mammy is going to cook dinner, is going to do their washing and cleaning, is going to tidy up after them. So why would they?
Oh, and no woman is ever good enough for my son.
There's that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think boys, because I have two of them, and they would be comfortable not moving out unless, you know, one of them left because he got a job abroad. I'd imagine that he's a real home bird anyway, and I'd imagine that he'd still be at home if he was still here and commuting to Dublin, probably. And the other guy is still at home because he's only young. He's going to be 18. So I think, you know, youngsters nowadays, they're beginning to see the merits of living at home. They don't have to pay rent, although that's another discussion, you know, whether they should be paying rent or not, because again, some people think they should, some people think they shouldn't. I think they should be contributing to the household in some way, shape or form, whether it's tidying, whether it's cooking, whether it's paying for electricity.
Well, I think once they're earning a wage, they should be making a contribution, because I think, in fairness, if you're not looking for money for, you know, electricity and food, you know, they're eventually going to be out there on their own at some stage. And it's going to be an awful shock to the system if you think, like, oh my God, so I have to pay electricity, and I have to buy food, and I have to, like, you know, however way you heat your house, whether it be gas or electricity or oil, whatever. Like, it all just doesn't magically appear. And I think they should be taught as they're younger, you know, that this is the way it works, you know.
Budgeting, but the capital B.
I think you're being kind to them, expecting them to pay their way.
I think the other thing is in different countries as well, because I know in Germany that this would happen, that, you know, because they stay in school and they stay in education longer in Germany because they're older when they start school as well, so it's a bit of a knock-on effect. but they're at home a lot longer as well. And in other places, you know, maybe not so much France, because again they start school and they finish school early, but in Italy they're a little bit older as well. So I'm just wondering, and again, like here in Ireland, traditionally somebody would have stayed, no more than yourself, somebody would have stayed with the parents to mind them, you know, whether it was the farm, because traditionally it would have been the farm and somebody in the family would have taken over the farm, or whether it's just the actual caring piece for the parents as they got elderly. And I think that if that continues to happen, that's going to, it's going to help HSE and health services.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's the reason why they're they're talking about the change in the carer's allowance and the way it should be looked on, that like if somebody is at home caring, the amount of money that they're saving in comparison to somebody. And then there's the whole thing about people not being in nursing homes and, you know, the whole thing. It's it is something that they are going to look at. There's a lot of talk about it on the news at the minute. So maybe it is something that's going to change.
Well, and it has to, because nursing home fees are so expensive. And for people who aren't in a position to be able to live at home, to mind their parents, you know, and no more than you were saying that your mum has people coming in, their care is coming in, that it's a very busy household. So you can't sustain that, because again, that private care, because there's only so much that the HSE is going to give, and then it has to be topped up with private care from an agency or paying other people to come in. And that's not really sustainable.
No.
And if somebody needs 24/7 care, you know, it is better. And even for respite for the family and that whole piece.
And not even for parents, but for families that have, you know, siblings that need full-time care as well. Like, you know, that they're, there's a lot of families out there that are caring for people in their 20s up until their 40s. They are caring for them at home, you know, as a family. And I do think they're not probably looked after well enough.
Yeah.
You know, and but then there's the whole thing about, you know, that it's a bad thing. You know, that people, you know, they're calling them, oh, children that never left the home. You know, like, why is it a bad thing, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm be happy. You know, obviously, I want them to be independent. I think as a parent, you want your child to be independent.
Yeah.
And I think that the whole thing about girls moving out sooner than boys mainly is because they're probably setting up homes themselves with another man or with another woman as a partner, or whoever their partner is going to be.
Yeah.
So I think that whole piece about girls are ready. Yeah, let's go. Let's take this on. Yeah. Whereas boys are, do I have to? Do you know, will I stay at home? And, you know, because, but even myself, when I was away at college, and we talked about this before as well, I brought my washing home at the weekends. You know, just to, as an excuse sometimes to come home. And then genuinely, because the washing machine wasn't working and I didn't know how to fix it or, you know.
But I must say now, my son is 22 and like he plays a large part in our house at home, you know, like whether it be, you know, we've a lot of hedges to cut, like, and, you know, maintenance and even stuff around the house or cleaning or cooking or, you know, like the house would be a very lonely place without him, you know, not just for me, but like he went to Australia last year for 6 weeks and like I was devastated, you know, but it wasn't even that. It was just the whole, like, it's like that the house kind of is structured around him, you know, like when he comes home from work, what's he going doing this evening? Or is he going fixing one of our cars this evening? Or is he going doing a job around the house? You know, he's always kind of doing something. So the house is busy because of him. It'd be a very quiet place if he wasn't there. And I'm sure my parents would probably say that the house would be a very quiet place if I wasn't there as well. Probably be less animals in it as well, you know. But is it a bad thing? You know, I don't think it is. You know, I think life's very short and I think families should be happy to be together. Well, once they're not causing a hindrance, you know,
that's the piece.
Or lying in bed all day and not getting out to go to work and not financially given towards the house. That's where that would be, you know, I suppose that would be very wrong.
Yeah. And I think it's the contribution, like you had said, that Nathan contributes in some way, shape or form. It sounds like the house would be falling down a bit of a money pit if Nathan wasn't around. So good on you, Nathan. But I do think there's this whole thing about the contribution and that whether it is monetary, whether it is deeds, acts of service, whether it is cooking, whether you know it's that piece of contributing and as you said as well, are we happy to be together? And I think that if a family communicates around that and assumes that you're not happy to be together,
then it's time to go.
Exactly.
And it shouldn't be a row either. It should be, you know, I'm causing my parents hassle here. I need to get going. Yeah.
There's Lord of mercy on a friend of mine, Joey B. He used to say to me when I'd come on holidays to visit him in the States, he'd say, yeah, Mary, first week you're a guest, second week you're a pest. So if parents out there could kind of take that attitude and be able to say that to their loved ones,
it
would be good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of what we got to say on that topic, and we'll listen. Hopefully
it's one of our more positive.
Yes.
Yes, we didn't give out anything.
Well, yeah. You didn't.
No, I didn't.
No. Good. We leave it at that. Join us next time for another episode of or installment of Lewis Cannons with Midlands 103. Thanks, folks.
Good to talk.